Welcome back to B-Movie Battles. In this corner, the challenger of for the week. The mean green mother from outer space. The flower with the power to devour. The lean green murder machine. The craziest plant who ever grew. Introducing Audrey 2.
And in this corner, the reigning champion. The commotion from the ocean. The slaughter from the water. The peat from the deep. The cause of all the fuss. The one, the only, Sharktopus.
So, Ben, can you tell us a little bit about the movie Little Shop of Horrors?
Sure, Emily.
Audrey 2 appears during a solar eclipse and is immediately found by Seymour, a flower shop employee who names it after his crush, Audrey 1. He tries to care for it, but finds that it won't grow from water, only from blood. He starts by feeding it his own blood, but as it grows larger and starts to talk, Audrey 2 wants more. It convinces Seymour to kill Audrey 1's abusive boyfriend and feed him to it. When his boss at the flower shop finds out, Seymour is forced to kill him as well. By now completely out of control, Audrey 2 finds a telephone and calls up Audrey 1, tricking her into approaching it and eating her. With the love of his life dead, Seymour tries to kill Audrey 2, but fails. Audrey sprouts hundreds of seedlings and takes over the world.
Alright, so for our new listeners, Emily, can you tell us a little bit about Sharktopus?
Sharktopus is about a half-shark, half-octopus creature created for the military, and that creates a whole lot of terror in Mexico, while a scientist who helped create it tries to capture, or aka murder it.
So as we discussed last week, the Sharktopus was genetically engineered to have many of the talents of both the shark and the octopus. It has thousands of shark teeth, can spray a thick cloud of ink to conceal its movements, and can breathe underwater using its clawed gills. It can also regenerate itself from even a small tissue sample, giving it incredible longevity. Of course, the Sharktopus has 8 powerful tentacles, which are, confusingly, tipped with razor-sharp claws. It can also use its tentacles to walk on land, despite both of its constituent creatures being purely aquatic. Has science finally gone too far?
Like Sharktopus, Audrey 2 has hundreds of teeth, since it's almost all mouth. It also grows very quickly, especially when given blood to feed on, and heals itself from injuries. It can use its roots to pick things up, as well as walk, talk, dance, and perform in a Broadway musical. It can't swim, but this is offset by its greatest advantage, its mind. The Sharktopus is a very dangerous animal, but Audrey 2 is smart enough to manipulate the people around it into doing what it wants, which gives it a lot of ability to outwit the Sharktopus. Which brings us to...
the fight! Dun, dun, dun.
So how do you think they'd match up in combat?
In combat, I would say they're pretty similar in the way that they could both kind of, like, fight each other.
Both have teeth, both have bludgeoning
physically, yeah,
appendages.
They can both, like, attack. But I would say that Audrey 2 can definitely outnumber Sharktopus.
Oh, so by spawning little saplings.
By spawning the Audrey 2 babies. I feel that Sharktopus would definitely be outnumbered and eventually just die.
It's the only one of its kind.
Yeah.
It's gonna wind up extinct.
Yep. It'd be sad. In the end, Audrey 2 did dethrone Sharktopus. But stay in tune, because as of next week, we are going to be talking about Audrey 2 versus Piranaconda.
A snake you can't break. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Wanna save your skin, boy? You wanna save your hide? You wanna see tomorrow? You better step aside. You better take a tip, boy. Want some good advice? You better take it easy, 'cause you're walking on thin ice. You don't know what you're dealing with. No, you never did. You don't know what you're looking at. But that's tough titty, kid. The lion don't sleep tonight, and if you pull his tail, he roars.